This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today, the conclusion of a message we began on Monday from 2 Corinthians 5 that talks about heaven, life after death, that not only a place has been prepared for us, a new residence or body has been planned for us. That's what Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians 5. I close with a story that I almost did not use on the radio. It's a powerful story, but to be honest with you, it's not a happy story. But it illustrates the power of belief in life after death. We'll conclude with this story by Rex, who's an attorney from the Los Angeles area. God bless you as you listen. He's an attorney, and I don't even know his last name, but he writes about being a missionary in his younger days. Evidently, he had an earlier career as a missionary. And he said, when I was in Brazil serving as a missionary, I met a six-year-old boy, underline that, six-year-old boy, who had lost his mother 4 years earlier when he was two in a horrible train crash. He was saved because his mother wrapped her body around his body and protected him. And he survived, but mom died. He became uncontrollable as a six-year-old except by his grandmother. She would read scripture to him and would comfort him. I believe that the knowledge conveyed by Scripture communicates with our own spirits the truths contained therein, thus the comfort felt by those words so conveyed. I have felt the same sense of comfort from time to time. Now listen to this. When his grandmother read to him about heaven and resurrection, he told her to stop. Stop, Grandma. I want to die and join my mother. I want to die and join my mother. I know there are a lot of issues going on there, probably that he needed counseling. But he believed that he would be restored to life later. And Rex makes this comment here. Isn't that interesting? A six-year-old boy has enough knowledge and understanding, seemingly so, about life and death and eternity. I want to go to be where my mom is, because I know we'll be united in the resurrection and someday. 6 years old. The only hope you have of seeing a loved one again is the cross and Christ. You do know that, I hope. The only hope that you and I have in being reunited with loved ones, a child that you lost years ago, a dad or a mom, a grandparent, a brother or sister, a spouse, the only hope that I see it from Scripture is knowing the one who said this, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, he lives. Either one of the great lies of history, if not the greatest lie, or the greatest truth. The only way I could explain tragedy and understand tragedy and life and death and eternity is with Jesus Christ. Until someone shows me a better way, a more truer truth, to use that expression, I'm going to rest my hope in my future in the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that ultimately is the decision that people will have to make. Either Jesus is who he claimed to be, or he's not. And if he's not who he claimed to be, he's not the way, he's not the truth, he's certainly not the life. If he's not who he claimed to be, he's not the resurrection and the life, he's a hoax. The greatest liar, the greatest lunatic that ever lived, or the third choice in the trilemma, he's Lord. Liar, lunatic, or Lord? Decide. Decide who Jesus is. Why? Does it make any difference? You better believe it does, in living and in dying. His name is Jesus. Let's pray together.
Well, believe it or not, my friend, that is your choice. That's your decision to decide who Jesus is. It's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.